And his journeys.
He's originally from Germany. He's from Germany, and his zone is in South America.
South America. Yeah. South America. So many.
Colombia.
Colombia.
Colombia and Ecuador.
And
he's
Keshava Bharati Maharaj.
Keshava Bharati Maharaj. And
he's American, mm-hmm. and he's preaching in France. Europe.
In Italy.
Oh, in Italy. In Italy.
Italy. I am told that he's under Bhagavan Das, South Europe.
Yes, he's the GBC.
He's GBC.
No, Bhagavan Das is GBC of South Europe.
And Acharya.
And Acharya.
Both. And he...
Sannyasi preaching in Italy.
Preaching there in Italy. Yes, Italy and Germany.
And Gopi Puranadana Das, I wanted to bring him to meet you. He is translating. He's translating Srimad Bhagavatam.
Translating Srimad Bhagavatam. To get the essay of Pradyumna. Pradyumna began.
Mm. Yes,
is it not? And he has left. Pradyumna, we wanted to begin the work of Bhagavatam, translation, but he has left it, and you are in his place. Yes, to translate Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Take his sweater on after
a
while. Huh? Yes. Gaur Hari Gaur. At Prasad near the door? Prasad Peja? Yes. Siddha Hari Chaitanya. Who else have come there newly?
New?
No newcomers. They are
no.
In Mayapur.
In 2 days, yeah. I think some devotees are coming from America and South America.
And Canada?
And Canada also.
That Subha Vidas?
Subha Vidas?
The manager of Kamal Krishna. Mm. He's in Canada. He gave a letter to me, and I shall also go very soon.
Yes, he's in Chicago now.
Chicago?
Yes.
He was in Chicago, but his business was at Canada.
Toronto.
Toronto.
Yes.
And perhaps he's there.
I heard he was in Chicago.
Or mm-hmm. later he may again go back to Canada. Yeah? America. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Boom, boom, boom.
So, now, do you want to mention this idea that he would look at some of this work?
Oh, yes. So, we've done a little of a Kaddish study. We have almost enough for one day. We have one volume, five chapters finished. But if possible, like maybe you can look at what we've done to make some judgment whether it's good enough.
I can't follow.
He wants to say that they have translated 5 chapters of this 11th canto.
11th canto.
And if they could bring some of this to you, and you could
check it.
Hear it and make some give your comments.
Opinion.
Yeah, opinion.
If anywhere you have got any doubt, you may refer to me and I can try to make it understand.
Not just on technical things, but the problem is
sometimes
whether
if you've got any doubt, you make a list of them and come to me, and I shall try to explain that. Have you got a list?
Not. My papers are in Calcutta that I can bring on Friday.
Yes, conveniently you can do.
But just generally the doubt is whether we're not very spiritually qualified. Technically, we may be able to, technically we can...
He's saying that there's one general doubt about the qualification of the translator, of his...
Yes, I can see that. Yeah, that's the general. how you have caught the plane from which the translation should be made. I shall try to examine that from your right to find out what angle of vision you are looking at them. The angle of vision, that is the length point.
I know it is not very high. We're just trying to copy, take from the commentaries. Just copy.
When you are selected, of course, that is their responsibility, and they must have imparted some inspiration in you. they have selected you for this service. So your Prabhupada must have grace for you so that you may do the work successfully. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. It is not our merit that we can deal with Adhukshaja realm, but His gracious inspiration, that only can help us to deal about Him. He is unknown and unknowable. That characteristic is always there. Still, by faith, by devotion, devotee can traverse and live and move in that plane, the plane of grace, not a matter of right, that they can stay. That is the primary acquaintance of that plane. But of course, that has got a sort of right, the right in the affection and the grace also. Devotees, they find a sort of right, not for him, but for the others. Guru Vaishnava, Vaite te shuchapaham, in Bhagavad Gita. His relation to other things is, he may be there, may not be, but that is not in the case of his devotees. In their case, Maite Teshucha, he aham, they are in me, I am in them. That is the exception. Sarutsup. He cannot do away with Sarutsup. That is his own. Without Sarutsupti, his existence cannot be conceived. Tatastha Shakti and Apara Shakti. They may be eliminated if necessary, but Sarva Shakti is constant company with him. So Maite Teshu Japaham. Maya tata vidyam sarvam jagata bhaktamati, vidyam sarvam jagata bhaktamati na maya tatam, daptam. Matamatthani, Noju Ahamkesha Avastita, all this statement about Tarasthaluk and this mundane world, but not about Swarup Shakti. And the devotees, Sadhu Hridayam Madhyam, Sadhu Nang Hridayantaham, Madannati Najananti, Nahantibhu Managapi, they do not know anything but me. And I am also in my turn, do not know anything but them. That is the relationship with the devotee and the Lord. The Lord of love cannot prostrate any devotees. He says, Uddhav, you are more favorable to me than myself. That is the position of the devotee to him, near him. Hare Krishna, aham bhakta paradhino, he says to Durvasa. What do you think? You are neglecting Ambarish, but it is not negligible by necessity. I am always with him, he is always with me. And you, Durvasa, you are a tyagi, yogi, brahmin, and houseless, and he maintains a kingdom, an empire. But still, he is more favorite. You will have to go to him for forgiveness. I can't do it. That case, if I take the case in my own hand for judgment, it will be insulting to him. I honor my devotees, should be given such honor as others will give to me. And give to me honor. Rather, more honor should be given to my devotees, then I will be automatically honored. Automatically. If my name is honored, respected, then I am automatically respected before. But if you give respect to me and neglect my devotees, I am not satisfied. Your respect is not so much intense. It is vague. It is deceptive character. But if you honor, if you love me, love my dog. They do not know anything but myself. Kasam tang taktu matsahi. How can I leave that, abandon them? They do not know anything but myself. And I, also in my turn, do the same thing. Yajathamang pavandam distang tahi bhayamang. In any way you approach me, I shall respond similarly. This is my general conduct. But a special case also. Sometimes some deceived people, bhakti, they want bhakti, but I give them mukti. I don't give them bhakti. Mukti dadasita anato bhakti yogam. Anyhow, he wants bhakti from me. Bhakti to give. Bhakti means to give my own self. But when I find that he is not a fit, not so sincere, though anyhow he has come to beg devotion, to aspire after devotion. Devotion means to sell myself for that. But when I can't rely, then I give, you take mukti and go away. At the same time, there are other cases, sincere devotees, but do not know what to what to pray. Sei murkho ami bigno Krishna bole amai bhaje mage bishoy sukh bishoy murkho ami bigno sei murkhe bishoy kena dibo sahacharan name jodi ar bishoy bhulai dibo. In the case of Dhruva, sthanabhilashi tapasi sthituham tan praptvam deva munindra gujjam kacham vichinnam napidibvaratnam swamin pedat tushmi varamino jati. I came to recover the kingdom. But now I don't want any kingdom, I have got you. I want to seek some glass, but anyhow, fortunately I have got the diamond. Now I cannot throw out the diamond and they want again, want the glass for that. No, no, Dhruva, you will get kingdom, you will get me also. All right, I like you to do it this way. Yes, if you like so, then I'm ready to do it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Gold, Hari Gold, Gold, Hari Gold, Gold, Hari Gold.
A question in this regard?
Yes.
He said that the Lord's wants that his devotee is glorified. He likes that. So I have a question. When we worship Krishna, we worship him very opulent. We put crowns on Krishna, put jewelry, the best clothes, the best food, the best temple, all the best for Krishna. Now, my question is whether if somebody is Vaishnava Acharya representing Krishna in preaching his message, and is he in a good position if he takes a lot of opulence for himself also, since he's the devotee of Krishna, if he represents himself also in a very opulent environment personally, whether this is a very good representation towards the public, towards those who don't know Krishna?
I have finished. What does he say?
So, he's saying that we...
in the name of Krishna, we collect so much money and resources for personal satisfaction.
No, no. He's saying that we will give to Krishna.
We
will offer to Krishna crowns, mukuts, jewels, so many nice clothes. So also, Krishna's representative, the Guru, we will offer him so many nice things, the disciples, they may offer. But how much should he accept? Because the public, at some point, the public, they may be disturbed. So how does the Vaishnava Acharya decide what is the limit of such opulent offerings from his followers?
Anukulasya Sankalpa, what will help him to render the maximum service of Krishna, that should be accepted by Acharya or a Vaishnava, anyone, according to his own respective position, their respective position. Whatever would be necessary, he must be sincere. And the Vaishnava and the Acharya, Acharya means a superior Vaishnava, generally we may take it. But everyone won't want anything for himself, for his sense pleasure, that is non-Vaishnavite, Vaishnavic thought. Accepts everything for the service of Krishna. Even this body, this mind, that is also dedicated for the service of Krishna. And whatever I accept from others for the service of Krishna, and because I shall have to render service, so for winter I want some warm cloth. Because I must render my quota to Krishna, of service to Krishna. I want food, I want water. Only to maintain this body and do this service. And the service may be of different kinds. Ordinary service and the dignified service. The position of the acharya, sometimes of the preacher, they may have require some position, otherwise ordinary people won't care to hear them. So a platform is necessary. At the same time, it should not be so much as to raise jealousy in the people, that they will see, oh, this man, only worshipper of resources of money and the jewels. Such sort of misunderstanding should not be given to be indulged in the people. So carefully we have to handle. And it is necessary, we must have a grand garment. And when necessary, then naked I may approach. Sukadev, the naked young man, he could address the whole religious intelligentsia of India at the time. A naked, 16 boy. according to the circumstances, we have to adjust. Dignity may be necessary, but too much of everything is bad. May bring reaction to the public that we can't gather a morsel for to keep our body and soul together, and this man is lavishly expending money like water, throwing money in the water. At the same time, we have to teach to the people that if we learn to give everything to the Lord, then our want will vanish. Give it to the Lord. Whatever energy you have got, try to give it towards the center. Towards the center. Whatever it may be. Sita Devi, when in forest life, she offered Dasaratha, her father-in-law, in Shraddha, the kingdom of Baluka, sand. Sand, instead of rice, she offered sand. Bhavagrahi Aradhana, not the things outside, but the sentiment of the heart, that goes to Krishna, not the external thing. If you have, you must offer. But if you don't have, with a small thing, vidurer khud, Duryodhana wanted to feed Krishna with very rich dishes. Krishna refused and went to the abode of Vidura. And Vidura, by begging, he took some khud. Khud means part of rice, which is generally eliminated from food. That is the part, negligent part of rice that is set aside. And that was cooked for himself, he offered to Krishna, took it. refusing the rich dishes of Duryodhana. And Raghunath Das Goswami refused his father's sent money for his food purpose. And what the cows could not eat, he took that and washed it with rain's water. And the inner substance that was left, that was not rotten, with some salt he took. Mahaprabhu went there and one day he took and remarked, "So sweet prasadam I have never taken." Then what is prasadam? What is prasadam? Prasadam, the will of Krishna. Will of Krishna. Another day he told to Sarvabhauma Pandit, "You see, these are the prasadam, how wonderful they taste. We all know the general physical taste of these things. But why such wonderful taste has come here?"
I am personally quite disturbed in my spiritual understanding, because when I joined the movement, I saw Srila Prabhupada preaching just the same way you are preaching right now. And he has specifically ordered all his disciples to dedicate at least 50% of all our energy into the book distribution so people can read about Krishna. And nowadays, after Srila Prabhupada has disappeared, I am seeing that so much energy is dedicated towards the glorification of the new gurus. And the message of Prabhupada, the book distribution, in some places has stopped altogether. And people say, "We cannot worship Prabhupada in this way because there is no money." But on the other side, they are using money in such big amounts for things which Prabhupada never did, like motor cars, very fashionable motor cars, and so many other things.
Yes, I follow.
Maharaj, another
way to Gaudadhar Temple. Temple. Hmm? Gaudadhar Temple. Gaudadhar Temple of this Champahatta.
Yes. Yes.
Previously, his predecessors, they are the Sibais of the temple.
Oh.
And they gave it to our Guru Maharaj. And he is a disciple of Prabhupada, my god brother. He is in charge at present in the service of Champahatta. From his young days, from his youth, he is serving Guru Maharaj. Though he is in white dress, in white dress, but still, from the age of 16 or so, he is engaged in the service of Guru Maharaj, and at present he is in charge of Champambhavata Mahatma. This is something personal. My Guru Maharaj wanted me to improved my dress twice. First he told once, "Improve your dress." Then, "It is my nature to live plainly." Again he told me, "Improve your dress, otherwise your people at large, they may not give importance to your work, your preaching." But still, I was like, my heavy just like that. Clean, clean. That is it. At the same time, he also chastised many for their vilasita, for their luxury. But he wanted to me otherwise. So we see differences of temperament in different devotees. But if the spirit of dedication is pure, then it may not affect much. But still, we must accommodate ourselves with the, adjust ourselves with the environment so that the work begun by our Guru Maharaj may not hamper. That should be the aim, that the mission, work of the mission may not be hampered. That should be the object everywhere. If it is necessary, when it is necessary to show grandeur to the public, to attract, to bend down their head, it may be accepted. But when it will rouse jealousy only in the public heart, it should be avoided. We must try to draw their attention, and whatever will help, will help us. Generally, yukta vairagya, the middle path, and that is good.
What's the...
So your trouble, of course I follow. The sort of dignity must be maintained, but does not matter, as you say, that no money in the case of propaganda. But there is money to show in competition the dignity of the Acharya. But do the Acharya follow the same policy, same principle in the case of all the Acharyas? Or
not
some try to compete each other?
There's competition.
Competition.
Yes.
Imitation. Imitation of Prabhupada, of our Prabhupada.
Because Prabhupada was a man of simple style.
But we offered him the best what we could. So now there's the same idea that we should, that they should imitate Srila Prabhupada.
Imitation. Sometimes, if necessary, they may show themselves in higher opulence than Prabhupada. Does not matter. Just as your Prabhupada. He came in such a position, in such a circle, that he could show more rich position than his guru. But that was all, everything to the inch, to the atom. It was meant to establish the glory of his guru. In that spirit, no harm. And whether it is necessary or not, whether for personal dignity or to raise the dignity of the whole nation, that is the question. And how it should be managed, in what item, what percentage of money should be used. These are to be considered, of course. And that the GBC is there, and all the members of GBC are not acharyas. And outside GBC, there is also so many stalwarts, well-wishers of the nation. they must have some opinion in them.
They are all disturbed. There's many, many devotees disturbed by the same thing.
Well, I told to him previously that collect some opinion of the big personalities of the mission, and then you a program. He will
petition.
Petition. No, a program. He will prepare and put it in the GBC that these are the general complaints against Acharyas or against the GBC. You please consider. You are our representative. So we put it to you. Guru Maharaj has left confidence and trust in you. So you consider properly and do the needful. Otherwise, so many of us will be under painful necessity to go on in our own way according to our spiritual conscience. We have got some consciousness, conscience, which took us to that great guru. We cannot disbelieve that conscience within us, that inner voice we cannot ignore. The inner voice, the conscience that took me to my guru, I can't ignore. The sincere urge of that conscience, I shall have to retire from you all. And we, so many, want to combine ourselves, and that may go against you. I told to you that time,
yes,
and you made so many copies and distributed. What can I do? The conscience is within, and you cannot disbelieve our conscience. We must be thankful to our conscience that took me to my illustrious Guruji. Such understanding I can demand at least, and there are so many of such stages. You may be a superior elder brother, but that doesn't matter. You should help us understand your position. Otherwise, we cannot follow you blindly. Blindly. And not only one or two, there are so many, and they are not all less qualified. They have got some status. Status. So give some importance to our voice, common voice. In this way, mildly, with humility, you approach them for some consideration. I mean, it is not possible, because for the Pradyumna, that gentleman, in the beginning, he made a list of 18 points and showed it to me. These are general complaints against the present government, GBC. These are the short. But many sympathized internally, but externally, none ventured to support him, perhaps. And gradually, so many important hands that I am acquainted with, they went far away one by one. That I see, I feel, I am sorry for that. They are all sincere souls came to render their service for this cause, but this sort of management, the present form of management, was not very palatable, and they had to go far and far from this present working center. And many discouraged still maintaining and some disconnected already. And they are good souls. I am personally known to them, some of them at least.
About 80 to 90% of Srila Prabhupada, of our Srila Prabhupada's disciples have now 80 to 90% have now disconnected.
People can
That's inaccurate.
80 or 90 disconnected.
Yes, that's in Prabhupada's lifetime and after, combined.
Who has disconnected in the lifetime of Prabhupada,
and after.
We are to not to consider them. But after the departure of Prabhupada, there also so many may be disconnected because they could not observe accept the principles and observe the regulations. That is also not to be counted. But who wanted to be within the mission and wanted to serve their utmost for the whole life, if their heart is disturbed, that is to be reckoned. And considered and reconsidered why they felt discouraging. They feel still feeling discouragement. They should be helped. They should be helped. There is one. Okay.
I am Bhagavan.
They may have something to say in their favor, that our position, public naturally think that these present acharyas, their importance and their value is not so great as that of the founder. So they will minimize, they will try to look at us with some lower mentality. So they may not think like that, so we have to show the dignity of the position of acharya, that they are not of lower standard, to attract their disciples. Otherwise, newcoming disciples, they would have a defeatist mentality, that our grand Gurudev was a supernatural figure, but these fellows, they are not up to that standard. Up to not that standard. So Acharyang Mang Vijaniya, the Acharya should be seen not inferior, but the delegated power of the of Krishna, of the Supreme Entity, to maintain that dignity. Reluctantly we have to show this grandeur of the position. Position. And as much as I can gather, I must accept that facility as it is given to me. As a Bhagavan Das, he is in opulence. Men and money, perhaps he has got the maximum. And he will try to show that I get the major portion of favor and the grace of my Guru. In this way the competition is coming. But give and take, he has got the facility perhaps of the zone together. He is collecting more money and more men. But at the same time, he should be sympathetic to the other Acharya God brothers. Their position, that will be magnanimous tendency and practice. The other God brothers may not be shown, may not be viewed of less importance. This is given that the affection they show, the of affection, it would be happy if in a if we are worked together, then we must have sympathy for each other. In a family, who is he?
This is Kavi Chandra Prabhu.
Kavi Chandra Prabhu. From where? Kavi Chandra Prabhu from where?
He's coming from America. He's going to Japan.
And the other two?
Khatvanga
Das.
Khatvanga Das.
Khatvanga Das.
Where are you from?
Khatvanga.
From Germany.
Khatvanga.
Yes.
He came here previously? Did he come?
You've been here before?
No.
No. This gentleman?
I'm Brihat Shloka Das. I'm from New Vrindavan.
You live in Vrindavan?
Nava Vrindavan.
Oh, Nava Vrindavan.
He's the pujari.
Nava Vrindavan. He's the pujari, priest.